In March of the President to a delegation from the American Hungarian Federation in the Rose Garden, October 12, 1951.
Mr. President, we are sincerely grateful to you for granting us this audience. We are here, sir, to pay tribute to you for your sympathetic and firm statement issued on July the 27th, 1951, in which you charged the Communist government of Hungary with flagrant violation of the human rights provision of the Treaty of Peace. Reliable information received by us indicates that your firm stand has caused the diminishing of the brutal mass deportations in Hungary. Only the day before yesterday, sir, you signed the Mutual Security Act, which revives the faith of countless thousands of worthy men and women who escaped from countries behind the Iron Curtain and who thereby are afforded the opportunity of being rehabilitated for the benefit of mankind. For this, we thank you. Further, Mr. President, we respectfully petition you to instruct the American delegate at the forthcoming General Assembly of the United Nations to accuse the Communist government of Hungary of violating the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In conclusion, sir, may I express the sentiment of this delegation, which represents more than 500,000 of American citizens of Hungarian origin of all faiths, that we wholeheartedly support your foreign policy, which is the only hope of all freedom-loving peoples of the world. May Almighty God help you carry on to the end, that we in our lifetime may see the day of a just and true peace. Now, Mr. President, in commemoration of you, a scroll.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate what you have said very much. Our only effort in the world is for world peace. We want all the peoples of the world to enjoy the same individual liberties which we enjoy. And we had hoped, after our conversations at Yalta and Potsdam, that that would be the case with Romania and Bulgaria and Hungary and Poland and Czechoslovakia, but it is not, I'm sorry to say. And we're going to continue our efforts to see if we can't get freedom in those countries as we enjoy it here. You people know that you don't have to be afraid here. You're not going to be arrested because you don't think like I do. You're not going to be arrested because somebody says you're wrong in your political beliefs. And that's what I'd like to see in the whole world. And as long as I'm president, I shall keep working for that sort of an arrangement. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you.